All right. So, if Director Wargo or Director Sanderson would like to start.
This is Director Sanderson. We don't do the pledge now, anyhow. I'm just here. That's all I'll say right now. I don't know what else to say.
Call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting of January 19th, 2021, starting at 5:01. Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Good deal.
Sorry about that. We do the pledge for this one, right?
So, yes.
If you, okay. You find the flag, please stand, ready, begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to
the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we did.
Okay.
Perfect. So then the roll call, Director Wargo.
Here.
And Director Sanderson.
Here.
And then Calvin Lilly, General Manager.
Here.
All right. And anybody else on the line? Okay, no. No one else. Okay. So if everybody would like to turn to their board packet, we're going to look. The first page we're going to look at is the balance sheet. Page 14 out of 162. We're going to look at line item 8, total checking savings, and line item 10, the LAFE account. These two accounts combined, you have a balance of $1,223,000 at the month end, at the end of December. If you look at the very bottom of that same page, line 42, total liabilities, the district's total liabilities were approximately $898,343 at the end of December. So our combined cash and LAFE balance is higher than our liabilities, which is a good thing. Any questions on this page?
I don't have any, Director Sanderson.
Director Wargo, no.
Okay, thank you. So then if we turn to the next page, page 15 out of 162, the profit and loss report. I'm just going to point out a couple items, and then if you have any questions on this page, you're more than welcome to ask. So first we're going to look at line 8, penalty fees, water bills. So year to date, we're about halfway through the current fiscal year, so about 50%. The penalty fees were at 8%. So this account includes late fees, incident fees, door tag fees, and other miscellaneous penalty charges. These fees are hard to predict and can trend under or over budget during the year. Year to date is trending very far below budget due to penalty fee delays associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. So we expected that we wouldn't get the income for a little while when COVID first hit, but it's going on much longer than I think any of us ever anticipated.
Yeah.
So that's what that is right there. Next, if you go down a couple inches to line item 18, interest income. This account includes interest earnings in the district's LAFE and other investment accounts. Year-to-date can trend over or under budget due to the timing of interest receipts. You're going to see that we're only at 8% there also. So I don't know if part of it is the market, because I know when COVID hit, a lot of investment accounts weren't doing as well or haven't been doing as well. But unfortunately, it's not as high as I'd like to see it right there. Okay, if you go down to line item 32, workers' compensation. The district makes workers' compensation installment payments in the first part of the fiscal year. By November, workers' compensation will be paid in full through May of 2021. Year to date is at 76%. This is due to the timing of the workers' comp payment. So as the fiscal year goes on, it'll kind of even out. Does anybody have questions on this page?
Sanderson, no.
No, I don't. Dr. Wargo, no.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll turn to the next page, page 16 out of 162. And we'll just look at the top line 40, lab fees. This account includes the cost of lab fees and water quality testing. Year-to-date is trending below budget at 28%. Quite frankly, I'm not 100% why. I think it might be due to some of the well tests that are due later on in the year. I could be wrong, but I'm happy to see it's lower than we anticipated. So then if you go down a few inches to the middle of the page, line 58, copier lease and printing supplies. This account includes the copier lease expense and supply purchases relating to printing. Year to date is slightly below budget at 42%. That's a good thing. We did switch to a different copier lease more recently, so I'm not sure, but I'm hoping that's part of why we're under budget, and I hope we stay under budget, but that's where that is right now. About 2 inches or so below that, we go to line 69, temporary labor. This account includes costs for the MDS rate study. Year to date can trend over or under budget due to the timing of activity. I suspect we might be a little bit over budget on this, or we might be like right on budget. Hopefully we're right on, but NBS is doing a little more work than originally anticipated regarding the water rate study. So far we're doing good. So that one's that item right there. Any questions on this page before we turn to the next?
Sanderson, no.
Dr. Wargo, no.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll turn to the next page. Page 16 out of 17 out of 162. Line 81, vehicle fuels. This account includes fuel costs for district vehicles. Year to date is at 34% due to less fuel purchases than planned and lower fuel prices than anticipated. So that's a good thing right there. And then if you go all the way down to the bottom, line 109, net income and loss. As of December 31st, the fiscal year, year-to-date net income is at approximately $58,500. So we're doing good. We're still in the positive so far, although we are only halfway through the fiscal year. Any questions on this page?
Or on any of the page? I'm sorry. What?
Oh, go ahead.
Line 102. I'm just reiterating what I'm seeing here. It's a giant number. It's the well and tank repairs. I'm just making sure I'm seeing what I'm seeing. I know I am because I signed the check. Okay, that's
yes.
All. I just had a comment.
Okay, yeah, and that line item is for well 1 and tank 1 because we're having both rehabilitated at the same time.
Yeah, the one was for 3 something or another, and then I imagine more too. Okay, I just wanted, you know, just reiterating what I see.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is a big item.
Okay. That's it.
What about you, Dr. Wardo? Do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right. Is there any public comment? No? All right, then I think we're free to adjourn whenever. All right, and it is 5:11 p.m.
And that's it. Sanderson out.
Hi,
okay, we'll see you in a little bit. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.